This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Several patients recently complained about a surgeon who had regularly invited his preoperative patients to pray with him before surgery. The patients reported that they were never forced to pray, but some complained that they felt that if they refused to pray with the surgeon who was about to operate, that it would somehow be bad luck. And when invited by your surgeon, even if they didn't believe in prayer, they felt compelled to pray. There's a growing tendency for some in the medical community to feel as though physicians should both inquire about a person's religious beliefs and promote religion as a road to improved health. Advocates have been successful at encouraging many medical schools to offer education around religion and spiritual health. While some say religion is associated with healthier lifestyles, these statements are a wee bit flawed. Those who are religious often engage in radically different lifestyles than the non-religious. Some could say that it's the lifestyle rather than the religion that contributes to any health benefit. Further, research on religion regularly assumes a Christian context, which ignores the large diversity of other beliefs and spiritual thinking. Now, one might ask, how can bringing religion into medical practice be bad? Here, I think it's a slippery slope. I worry that doctors may find it difficult to refrain from religious discussions or promotion of religion. Promoting or endorsing religion at a time of illness has the potential in many to stir intense feelings of guilt, conflict, and anxiety. In some, when the doctor discusses religion, it may even imply self-blame for not having led a more religious life. For doctors to promote religion in a way I might promote, say, antibiotics or surgery or abstaining from cigarettes, is ripe with problems. We have expertise in these later interventions, but with regard to religion, even if we have taken a survey course of religion in medical school, or if we ourselves are religious, that doesn't qualify us to be experts. Doctors should ask sick people if they'd like to speak with a spiritual leader, and if they do, our task is to make arrangements for such a consultation. We should ask healthy patients if they're religious or spiritual, just as we ask them if they have allergies to any medicines. In both cases, the information may be helpful in the future. But to use our position to suggest sick people pray or attend church is way beyond our expertise and moves us away from a medical agenda into a personal and private agenda. The medical profession ought to attend to matters of health and illness and refer sick people to colleagues in the clergy when their expertise is needed. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.